The hits of the future on Chicago's unsigned music station, The Edge.
Paul Shavari here for TheEdgeOnAir.com. I am backstage at Space in Evanston with three-fourths of The Wild Family, who are going to be releasing their debut EP, The Wild Family EP, tonight. And why don't you guys go ahead and just introduce yourselves and what you play in the band.
I'm Jake. I play guitar and I sing.
I'm Graham. I play guitar and sing as well.
And I'm Zach, and I play bass guitar.
And you're also vocals as well, too, right? Yeah, okay, yeah. Zach and Jake, you guys are brothers, right? And you grew up in Genoa, Illinois.
Yeah.
I'd imagine...
Pretty small town.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I'd imagine Genoa doesn't really have much of, like, a music scene at all.
No.
What was it like kind of growing up there and just kind of developing your musical craft there?
It was trying, I guess, at times because nobody really cared about anything.
Yeah.
Like, we were in, like, a band in high school. And we'd, like, play shows at, like, some of the smaller bars, or maybe, like, we did, like, a farmer's market even one time, because that's, like, the style out there. It's just all cornfields. And we it was hard getting people to come out, you know? Like, friends would come out and support, but other than that, there wasn't, like, a bunch of people around that were just like, oh, let's go check out what's going on at Hills Tap tonight, you know? Like, there was nobody really interested.
Yeah, there's no one interested in actually, like, going to find new music out there. But at the same time, it was fun because, like, there wasn't really any competition.
Yeah,
for
no
us.
Competition.
I mean,
we were,
like,
one of
the only bands in our town.
I mean, like, where would you play, though? Like, house parties? Or, like, you're saying the farmer's market.
Yeah,
I mean,
we did a farmer's market one time, but sometimes we do just, like, events that, like, the small town would throw, like, maybe, like, a block party or something. And then, yeah, just, like, bars, honestly. Bars, and we played at, like, the VFW, and, like, what else did we do? I don't know, like, just, like, they would do, like, this thing called Genoa Days. It was, like, a fair that, like, things like that, just small things.
Did you do any, like, DeKalb? I mean, because that's relatively close.
Yeah, we did,
close,
yeah, we did okay. like, the House Cafe
okay.
a few times. And
any Ottos or 7th
no,
Street Space or anything like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
They would not let us in Ottos. Yeah.
How'd you come up with the name of the band, The Wild Family?
Graham, you want to take this one?
It's not interesting.
Yeah, it's not.
It was pretty much just Jake and myself, and then my roommate, whose also name is Jake, but we just kind of sat in a room like a year and a half ago, and we're like, all right, we can't leave this room until we come up with a band.
Because we were trying for months to come up with something.
And we wanted to make, like, a Facebook page and put videos online and stuff. And
yeah,
like,
there's no real, like, exciting story behind it. We need to make one up, actually.
So we just kind of jotted down, like, five. I think we had a list of, like, five names.
What were the ones that were rejected?
One was Lapeer.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the only one I can remember. So we all kind of agreed on The Wild Family, and then Zach came home one day, I think, and then we were like,
well, this is our band.
I pick which one you like.
When I call, will you answer me? Will you set me free? So you recorded this album at Chromatic Studios, and Jonathan Alvin recorded it for you guys.
Yes.
What was it like working with Jonathan, and what did you think of Chromatic Studios?
The place is awesome.
Yeah, it's cool. Incredible. There's like a pool table and like a loft with a.
It was intense. That was the first time we ever like went into a studio to work,
and it's like a huge pole barn that's like insulated.
It was a really cool experience.
But yeah, working with John was great. I mean, we really had no idea what to expect. We had never gone into like a studio. We had never recorded any songs. And he was really, like, welcoming. He really helped us out throughout it all and had, like, a lot of really good input. I mean, we learned a lot. We wish that some things could have come out, like, artistically, I suppose, like, a little bit more developed. But I think that it just gives us fodder for the next time around, you know. It's really important. It was really important to get that experience.
It was great to work with John.
in our first time recording.
I can't imagine, like, work with.
He didn't get, like, frustrated with us or anything.
Yeah, he was cool.
It was definitely an eye-opening experience, though, for sure.
And you guys recorded this in November?
Yeah, November.
That's such a quick turnaround, because here we are almost in February here, and it's, you already have it released. Yeah. At Chromatic, did you guys stay overnight in that nice little, like, loft?
Yeah, we stayed there for three nights. We were originally planning on only being there three days, two nights, but we didn't get all the tracking and mixing done in time, so...
Did you get a chance to check out the Crystal Lake nightlife while you were staying out there?
I think we hit up the Portillo's.
Yeah, we went to Portillo's and Chipotle.
That seemed like the bulk of the nightlife, though.
So it says the band interests are smooth criminality, romancing women, and spinning tunes. Yeah. What kind of tunes could we find you guys spinning these days? What's on your iPod or what's in your record player these days?
Well, I've been rocking out to Bruce Springsteen a lot these days.
Okay.
I can't stop listening to him.
Fair enough.
I found him and I can't get enough of it.
He's the boss. There's a reason for it. He's the boss. So. What about Zach?
I've been listening to some Mac DeMarco.
Yeah.
Nice.
And Dirty Projectors. I've always find myself falling back to Dirty Projectors for a long time lately. I love them a lot. Those are probably like the two front runners in the music that I've been listening to.
Yeah, and I'd probably say like Pet Sounds.
Yeah, well, Pet Sounds is like...
And Graceland.
That doesn't count in the list because...
Paul Simon, Graceland, and then also just like in the last like 2 or 3 days, I've... Because I have to listen to this for like one of my classes, that Coltrane record, Blue Train.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great record.
It seems like you're into like the really like great records.
Yeah.
You know, like you're off some like standards.
Not always. I mean, sometimes I'm into some really shitty records actually.
So who are some of your musical influences? I saw on the website you kind of listed like CCR, Leonard Cohen.
Yeah.
What are some of the influences that go into your music? And maybe like personally, what are some of your influences that might not come into this music?
I'm always drawn to like kind of like the country rock kind of side of things. Very like organic sounding music. I don't know. I like very just raw kind of that kind of stuff. So like I don't like Ryan Adams and like... Whiskey Town, that whole kind of deal.
Yeah, we're more of Uncle Tupelo fans on that side of the fence, but I mean it's pretty similar. So, but yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, Leonard Cohen is a big one as far as like songwriting and lyric writing goes. Lately, I've been listening to like a lot of Paul Simon, and I don't know, just really anything. When the group was first starting out and like I was first starting to write songs, I had like a few select bands that I really liked that I wanted to draw from. Like, I don't know, I really liked Fleet Foxes a lot.
I was actually going to bring up the vocal harmonies in your music kind of reminded me of Fleet Foxes.
Yeah.
I never like to peg bands in certain corners.
We're trying to kind of get away from that, but like still keep some elements, but we don't want to like... Basically,
well, so it's a good quality to have because nowadays you just don't hear a lot of the folk rock have really kind of tight, big harmonies, and that's something that I noticed right away on this record. With the five songs, I mean, you guys, you're probably working on newer songs right now.
Yeah,
and
we're really excited about
that. Sure. Where are you at in that process right now?
We're working basically on all new material. We're working on like writing a whole new album, and I don't know if we're gonna be. We haven't decided if we're going to be playing the stuff live before it's all finished and recorded or if we're going to test it out live, because we kind of got locked in to the live arrangements on the last recording because we had just played those songs live
for so long before we recorded them.
So we kind of want to experiment in the studio more. But yeah, it's really like rhythmic stuff, what we're trying to go for at least.
Yeah.
A little bit more rhythmic, but still some folk elements.
It's more groovy. It's a lot easier to dance to.
Yeah, but then, like, still kind of, it'll be similar, but different. I don't know. I'm not really sure where it's going to come out yet.
Okay.
We've only got a few songs in the works right now.
So, yeah, today's the album release. You got plenty of time until the next one. What are some of your favorite venues to play in the city of Chicago?
I would say that my favorite in Chicago that we've played is probably Shuba's.
Yeah,
that's a lot of fun to play. It's like a very intimate venue,
and the sound,
good sound,
awesome.
And yeah, it's like I always have a fun time. It's a fun little green room in the basement of that place, and with the drawings on the.
As far as like sound goes, though, like on stage, Metro for sure. Metro was awesome. I wish we could have like packed the Metro one day. I hope that we can play in the Metro to like more than like 50
people.
Yeah, to like 30 people.
So what the hell are we doing?
What can we expect in 2014 from the Wild family? I know I saw something about you guys possibly going east on a tour, and then you were kind of talking about working on a new record. Any are you going to try to get on a record label this year? Is that the goal ultimately?
I mean, yeah.
The
goal is
that
just
would be nice.
Yeah, the goal is just to, I think, grow our fan base and play
growing.
As many shows as
play,
we can.
Play out of Chicago, I think, is a big, big thing
we're
for
trying
me
to get down
this
South
year.
By.
You know, we didn't really tour at all this last year. We just stayed like kind of like a local band.
But it would be
great
to get on a label.
It would be great to, you know,
that would be
get
insane.
Some fans
be awesome.
Outside of Chicago, play some shows on tour and stuff.
Yeah, get some more press somehow, you know, and just kind of grow.
Right on. Well, thanks for doing this, guys.
Thank you. It was a good time.
All right, that's the Wild family. You can check them out, wildfamilymusic.bandcamp.com. You can find them on Facebook at facebook.com/thewildfamily, and you can hear them right here on The Edge On Air as well. This is Paul Savari for theedgeonair.com.
For artist interviews, videos, and photos, visit theedgeonair.com.